Let's have a bit more about what's in the news this week. So, Stuart, tell me about this. So if you're a Harry Potter fan listening to this programme, you'll probably remember the newspapers from the films where you can roll them up, you know, and these are electronic tablets and things that you can roll up. Is this a reality? What's going on here?
So we're one step closer to this reality. And
the dream.
And this news story really caught my eye because this is right up my street. This is my area of research. There is the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. That's this big trade fair that happens every year. It's just finished this year. And it's basically for the tech companies to show off their latest gadgets and inventions. And the one that really caught my eye was from LG Display. And they've made this flexible screen that's about 18 inches in diameter. And you can roll up and bend. And it looks like a TV screen, but on a piece of plastic that's as thin as a piece of paper.
Is this for people with sort of non-ideally shaped living rooms then? You could sort of bend it into the corner. Is that the point?
Slap it on the coffee table.
Exactly.
Quite literally.
You could put it anywhere. And so one of the things they say is you can actually roll it down. Or so, you know, you have, once you finish watching TV, you roll it up like a poster and put it in the cupboard. It has all kinds of other applications. So this technology could also be used in things like intelligent packaging, incorporating screens and circuits into packaging.
So how does this actually work? And the big question, is it actually any good?
Right, so it's a mixture of things. So we've had this technology for a while now because we've had OLED TVs. We might have these nice big flat screens. And part of the problem is that the way these TVs normally work is that you have to have a big white light behind them that shines through red, green, blue filters, the colours that make up all the colours of the rainbow that we need to see. And you basically work the screen by turning off which light, bit of the light is shining through which filter. So instead here, they're using OLEDs, which means they have little tiny lights in there that are directly generating the red, green and blue that you need to see. And that means they can get rid of the backlight behind it, the big white light, and that makes the whole thing thinner and a lot easier to put onto a piece of plastic.
But is it actually any good? If you keep rolling it up, shove it in your pocket, get it out again, is it just going to get knackered?
Well, this is the problem because, I don't know, do you have an unbreakable ruler at school, which it claimed to be unbreakable, but I tell you, if you bend it enough times, it will break. And this is the same thing. Plastics fatigue, they wear, they have mechanical strain. And so if you look very closely at these screens, what you're looking for occasionally, especially the flexible ones, are things called dead pixels, little ones of the lights that aren't turning off or aren't turning on.
I thought I had those, but it turns out it was insects.
In your screen?
Yeah, because they put in front of the LCD, they put a fixed layer, because the LCD is obviously much more delicate. But these little tiny thunderbuggy thrip things have discovered that obviously it's a nice bright light source, it's nice and warm, they can get in between the two. And I thought I had a dead pixel or two, and then I discovered it was moving across the screen. It would be there today, and the next day it's in a different place. And yeah, these insects go in there. The real bummer is they die in situ. And then you have this permanently dead pixel, but it's a dead insect.
Dead insect pixel.
I tried shaking the screen, but it's kind of lodged in there.
I mean, given that this does sound like the stuff of the future, how close is it to being a consumer reality?
So the screens themselves are getting there. It might be, you know, maybe 5 years away from having that into a product. But the challenge is not the screen itself. It's really the circuits and the technology around it that power the display. So how are we going to make a flexible battery? How are we going to make the processor that actually puts the display on the picture? Those are the limiting factors at the moment.